I watched him, waiting for him to say more. He just kept watching Allie, who looked all worried. Finally, I broke my stare and looked over to see Mrs. Creed putting one last sweater on top of the shelf. The closet looked as neat as an army barracks locker. "Guess she didn't find it, Tori," Allie said, as Mrs. Creed put out the overhead, leaving just the little lamp on. She shut the door on her way out. "God, she doesn't even look upset, just focused. She'll find it tomorrow night." "Yeah. Miss Methodical. She's coming around to that wall in her military search."
"She didn't find the diary?" Beau muttered,
and Allie nodded. They must have had a few conversations about this before, I gathered, by the knowing sound in his voice. Beau started breathing sort of funny, sort of seething. The two of them were staring out the window, and I could see so much fire in their faces. Their own moms were such a problem, I didn't guess they would even bat an eye to imagine Mrs. Creed as a murderer. All of a sudden, I didn't know what to think. I never would have thought of Mrs. Creed as a murderer, but I never would have thought of Mrs. McDermott as a turbo slut, and I never would have thought of Beau Richardson as a courageous person. Beau started yanking off his shoes. They were big work boots, and he shook the whole bed, pulling them off. Then he took off his jean jacket. I thought he was just making himself comfy.
"Piece of cake," he muttered,
never taking his eyes off the Creed's house.
"Beau, don't!"
Allie tried to grab his arm, but he shook it off easily.
"Who do you want to have that diary, babe? Her or us?"
"Oh my God,"
Allie said, putting her face in her hands as he charged out the door. Something inside of me went off. I charged over her and went flying out the door behind him. I knew I didn't want to feel like a helpless little kid for the second time that night.